Look, we've all been there. You're traveling for work, the playoff game is on, but you're blocked from watching. NordVPN is your ultimate defense against online threats and regional blackouts. NordVPN lets you switch your virtual location, so you never miss a moment of action. And with speeds faster than a breakaway run, there's zero buffering, zero lag. But here's the game changer. NordVPN's protection is everywhere you are, using airport Wi-Fi, hotel network. Doesn't matter, they got you covered. Their threat protection feature blocks malware and phishing attempts like a pro defensive back. And talk about value, one account covers up to 10 devices. That's your phone, your laptop, your tablet, your smart TV, and on, the whole starting lineup. To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/Zabecast. That's nordvpn.com/Zabecast. It will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. No risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? NordVPN, the ultimate defense against online threats and regional sports blackouts. Did you know we spend a third of our lives in bed? A third. So why would anyone settle for anything less than the best when it comes to your mattress? That's why I'm excited to tell you about the Avocado Green mattress. When it comes to mattresses, Avocado is the MVP. Top rated by Consumer Reports 8 years running. That's longer than some NFL careers. They use certified organic materials like latex, wool, and cotton. No nasty chemicals, just pure comfort that keeps you at the perfect temperature all night long. Here's the game-changing play. Right now, you can save up to 10% on these incredible mattresses at avocadomattress.com. Plus, they give you up to a full year to try it out, and they even have easy financing options with Affirm. That's how confident they are that you will love it. Head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
What's next? What's happening? What you gonna do? You got the money you owe us?
We're putting the band back together.
You were the backbone, the nerve center of a great rhythm and blues band. You can make that live, breathe, and jump again.
Well, me and the Lord, we got an understanding. We're on a mission from God.
So what happens now? Is the food free or do we pay someone?
Of course not. They send you a bill.
All right, we are ready to go. Andy Poland joins me on a Sunday evening, the first day of daylight savings time for 2025. Hello, Andy.
Hello, it's nice and light outside after 7 o'clock. I like that.
I like it as well. And as I said just about an hour ago on Twitter, for the 93rd consecutive time in my life since I was 10 years old, I successfully navigated changing my clock one of two times a year for what I call OST, optimal seasonal time, OST. Enough of this debate about we should be on permanent daylight savings. We shouldn't be changing. No, optimal daylight time, or what did I say? Seasonal time, OST, means changing the clocks twice a year is not that hard, and it creates the optimal use of daylight. It's not too dark in the winter, when otherwise it would be dark until 8:30 in the morning, and it gives us plenty of light in the evenings for recreating and enjoying the warmer weather. 93 straight, I wasn't tripped up by this. I wasn't thrown for a loop by this. It was easy, Andy.
Well, you are too young to remember this, but it did happen in your lifetime. In 1973, they did not change the clocks, and we went to school in the dark. I think it was much ado about nothing, and I think there were some more kids that were hurt in accidents because they were crossing streets in the dark. And,
yes, yeah. They raised that as an issue. Like, we're killing our kids because it's pitch black at 8 a.m. when they're going to school now. Look, yeah. I know the arguments for and against, but I go back to the one simple thing. How fucking hard is it, people? It's not hard. It is not hard to change your clocks twice a year.
But, some of my clocks change automatically.
That's true.
But in my car, I have to have my daughter change the time I still can't figure it out. No, I don't know why. I some cars I've had, it's been easy.
What sled you riding around in right now?
It's a Hyundai Elantra. Nice car. Nice. I like
it. Hyundais are great cars.
Yeah. And I just,
and you don't know how to get in there. You don't know how to get into the menu system on your, I'm sure, digital display now, right? Cause you've got a nav screen.
Display. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But I always get confused. So, whenever I happen to be driving with her, I say, would you mind changing my clock? And I don't drive that often anymore because she's got a lot of other things that she does, but oh well.
I'm convinced that the bitching about daylight savings time and the clocks coincides entirely with the rise of social media. That there wasn't this much bitching when we didn't have stupid social media to amplify our complaining. You wouldn't complain like this in person back in 2001 to random people at work. Like, hey, we really should not change the clocks. Okay, yeah, Carl, I got to go do this report. See you later.
Yeah, well, 1973, I think it was about energy saving. We were in a gas crisis.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, so. About keeping the lights on at a certain time. Yeah. Look, I could withstand it being dark until 8:30 in the winter. I wouldn't love it, but I could do it, right? You know, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But I'm also fine with nudging it back. And for people to say, well, it gets dark at 4:15 in the winter. I'm like, yeah, and what are we going to do with that extra hour? What are we going to do until 5:15 in December when it's 43 degrees? Nothing. You ain't doing shit. You ain't going out. And there's some people that want it to be daylight savings earlier, meaning they would love to keep the clocks on standard time. And I say, you do know that at the summer solstice, the sun will come up at 4:30. Ain't nobody need the sun up at 4:30. Well, I like that, actually. I go out for a walk with my dog. I'm a morning person anyway. Fuck off. You can go out and have dinner with friends on a nice veranda at 8 p.m. That's why we have daylight savings. You're not going out to have a meal with anyone at 4:30 in the morning.
You are really exercised about this, aren't you?
I am, because people don't think. People are just babies to complain about anything. So congratulations to me and to everyone else, the silent majority that navigated this oh-so-treacherous clock changing for the 93rd consecutive time in my life. Yeah. All right, let's get to the topics du jour. And I've got one trick pony, Stephen A. Smith versus LeBron, debate shows, NFL free agency, and toilet scrubbing on my agenda. Shall we start with the toilet scrubbing? Andy Poland today on Twitter uncorked a doozy of a allegedly unpaid promotion of a commercial product.
It is unpaid. I was not paid for this. I paid full price for the product, and I was pleased with it to the point where I thought I should let others know that this was a product that not only met my expectations, but exceeded them.
This must be some 6-in-1 digital USB recorder / flashlight / hard drive / memory bank. What magic item could you have sung the praises of without any remuneration whatsoever?
It's called the Pummy Stick, and it is an abrasive, but it does not scratch the porcelain.
It's a toilet scrubber, people, A yes. toilet scrubber.
Okay, okay. But we moved into this house about 6 years ago, and the toilet had some stains in it, which I have tried to remove with various cleaners and really haven't been successful.
What kind of stains? I hope rust stains from iron-rich water, not poo stains.
No, not a poo stain. That flushes eventually.
That's what I figured. Okay.
Swish it out. I'm talking about stains.
Water stains.
That sit on the porcelain. Yeah, yes. That sit on the porcelain.
Right. Okay.
So, okay. So I tried various things and none of them have been successful. And I was reading in the Washington Post about this cleaner. And so I said, well, let's give it a try.
Give it a shot.
Yeah, thinking, okay. Because, you know, a lot of times you see these products in the store guaranteed to make it clean and blah, blah, blah. No, they never work. So I bought this thing and I start scrubbing with it. And I go, oh, my God, I've been trying to get these stains out for years and it takes it right out. So I wanted to let others know that they could, in fact, buy this product, which was, I think, about $3. And it took care of a problem that's been bothering me for a while.
Well, I love the fact that you found a solution. Now, the question is, are you angling for future free product from the company?
It's a $3 item.
But listen, if you get it for free, all the better. How long will your one $3 stick last, do you think?
Well, this lasted for one cleaning, so if I need to do it again, I'll do it. But next time I'm in Home Depot, I'll buy three or four more of these. I'm very pleased with this product.
Because you're toilet scrubber rich. You'll just buy three or four like it's nothing. Look at you. Well, look at the privilege on you.
You, when you use it, you use up the scrubber. All of it.
Oh, it's disposable.
Well, no, but it's
meant to be disposed.
You grind it down. It's not like it's something that can be reused.
Got it.
As you are cleaning, the particles disintegrate, I guess is the best way to
put
it. Yeah.
Now, what I like is that, ladies and gentlemen, Andy Pollin lives such a charmed and simple life that he was probably laying in his bed on his back, staring up at the ceiling, gently dozing off to sleep when his eyes suddenly shot open and he just flipped up like the Undertaker in his casket, just like, oh, the damn toilets. And you're obsessed with cleaning the toilets. And you finally found your killer weapon to do so.
Well, don't you like to have clean toilets?
Generally, yes.
Okay.
I don't know how dirty yours are, but I do plenty to make them dirty myself.
I understand.
Without getting gross.
That's a temporary thing. I'm not talking about something that you can swish out with a toilet brush.
Right.
I'm talking about stains that stay on the porcelain. Right. And I found a product that gets rid of them very satisfactorily. That's right. All. And I wanted others to know. I wanted to spread the word. I'm doing a public service.
Right. All right. Let's get to the bigger topic, which is Stephen A. Smith, $100 million man, and will be allowed to branch out and do other things, including more politics. And he is really now starting to gallop on that front. And kind of crossing over in a weird way. I wouldn't say he's a Republican per se, but he is certainly not a rank-and-file Democrat, and he is kind of sort of serious about, I might actually run for president. What do you make of the new $100 million man?
Well, he says all kinds of things. He'll say things like, I'm not qualified at all to run for president, which he's not. But I can be the Democratic nominee and probably win against whoever they put up against me. I mean, then he says things about the Democrats, which seem to favor the Republican side. And it's like, okay, you know, you got $100 million, you got a lot of attention, they've given you a lot of freedom. What more do you want?
I don't know, but I think this is the last $100 million contract at ESPN, given the way that cord cutting is going. I think ESPN is in a fight for its future right now. Not that it'll go away entirely, but its heyday is behind it. It's in the rear view. Is that fair to say?
I think it's just going to reconstitute itself in a way that I don't know if it's, you know, they're still paying a lot of money in rights fees. They're still carrying a lot of games.
Right.
They've cut the cord with baseball.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, what a look for ESPN in the last 14 days.
I think that's much worse for baseball to me, that the worldwide leader in sports is not interested in you.
It's not good. it's not good for sure. But they weren't doing baseball much of a favor anymore. They were treating it like the redheaded stepchild. They were like, nobody wants to hear about this. Somebody, quick, talk about the Cowboys or LeBron. Right.
Well, they found that people weren't watching it. And when the World Series averages 9.1 million fans a game and the women's basketball final in colleges gets 18, that's a problem for them. That's right. A problem for baseball.
Meanwhile, you got Charles Barkley firing at Kendrick Perkins right. and Perkins firing back. How much of that do you think is real, or is this all just pro wrestling?
No, I think Barkley doesn't care. I don't think Barkley did this for show.
Is Barkley right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And here's what I do know about ESPN. Now, it's a little gray because Barkley technically is not an ESPN employee yet, but they don't like it when employees attack fellow employees.
I don't know if he will ever be an actual employee because they're licensing inside the NBA. Turner is. To ESPN. It's a licensing deal. Their checks won't say ESPN on them.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like the McAfee deal. So
in a way it is. And that's another thing about ESPN. They're outsourcing a lot of their main content.
Yeah.
They're renting it. They're not owning it.
I think they are probably a good business model and they're adapting to the times. The empire that they were built on doesn't exist anymore.
No, you know, which was the cable bundle in which little blue-haired ladies that didn't give a shit about sports still had to pay $7.86 or whatever the number was to carry ESPN on the basic tier of cable.
Well, for a while, the ESPN, this is not the exact dollars, but I believe this is the ratio, on a basic cable package, ESPN costs $10. The next highest priced channel was like a dollar. Might have been TNT, something like that. So, yeah, this was the highest part of it. And people are saying, what do I need all this for? Especially people who are not sports fans. You know, a lot of people are getting away with just Netflix. They get their news off of streaming, off of CNN or whatever service they want to watch, Fox. And they find they don't need it. So, and local news is pretty much dead. And on top of that, do you know who Tom Lamas is?
No.
No. I didn't either until I had to Google him after I read he was replacing Lester Holt.
Holt retired. That's a stunner right there. A lot of veteran news people, especially Democrats, calling it a career as they're looking at 4 years of Trump. They're like, yeah, probably a good time to retire.
Well, I also think it's just the way the anchorman position has gone. And I remember when Walter Cronkite retired in 1981, now he was pushed out the door. But this was an enormous thing. Uncle Walter not doing the news every night? Are you kidding me? Yeah. This Dan Rather Pisher? Who the hell is he?
Remember when they hired Katie Kirk for $12 million a year?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was when they were trying to resuscitate that. Now I think they've thrown in the towel. I don't even know what CBS does now. They had Nora O'Donnell for 4 or 5 years.
Right.
She's out, and I don't even know who's doing it now.
So Lamas is his name? Is he related to Fernando?
I don't think so, but he's a Tom young, Lamas. Handsome man who can read the news.
Yeah, right. And they're paying him probably a fraction of otherwise what they would have to pay a star anchor, right?
Well, I don't think there is a star anchor anymore. David Muir is the senior guy, I guess. And the point being is that used to be the position. That's when Walter Cronkite goes to Vietnam and says to the country, it ain't worth it, and Lyndon Johnson says, I'm out.
Do you still watch the evening news, network evening news?
I love Lester. I don't know if I'll watch it with Tom Lamas.
The llama. Come on, give the llama a shot, Andy. You don't know. It might be good.
Oh, I like Lester. I got to know Lester from watching him on TV. He's my age. I relate
you
to him.
Got to know him. You didn't know him at all, Andy.
No, but I felt like I did.
You felt like you did, and that's the trick of television.
He's got kids my age, you know, and he used to do the Today Show and things like that, so he would talk about his family, and I could relate, you know. But no, I don't know this guy.
It's a nice, comfortable pair of jeans. Well, you have to get accustomed to the llama man and see how he does.
Well, I don't have to get accustomed.
Yes, you do.
I don't have to watch it. No, okay. I'll change my habits. That's all.
Did you hear that? People, did you hear that? He said he would change his habits. Andy, changing his habits. Well, that would be quite a day, wouldn't it?
Viewing habits, not overall habits.
Hey, one man's rut is another man's groove. You know, I've said that for years. Okay. One man's rut is another man's groove. Here's Barkley going off on Stephen A. Smith and Kendrick Perkins. Just tell me if you can hear this.
Absolutely idiot on TV talking about the Lakers save the NBA.
Save the NBA?
Yeah. He's an idiot and a fool, but he know who he is. What's his name, Shaq?
Which one are you talking about?
Kendrick Perkins.
Damn.
So he says, you know who you're at, but then he made sure to rope Shaq in on this. Shaq's
53rd birthday, so he was sort of the center of attention at that moment when Barkley stole it and decided to rip Kendrick Perkins.
Right. So Perkins responded on Twitter saying, hey, NBA on TNT might want to tell that senior citizen, Charles Barkley, who the old guy joke, that I'll be around when he see an idiot or a fool in person, make sure he keep that same energy. He can come playing with me if he want to, and I'ma address his ass like the numbers on a house straight from the 409, homeboy, and we bar none and fade all. Hashtag Texas boy. I don't know what that means other than I'm going to be mad when I see you. Are they going to fight? Are they going to actually fight? Come on, let's see them fight.
Barkley's 60. Well, what's he going to fight for? Is that what it'll come to? An MMA fight? WWE?
Did you see the incredible impersonation of Kendrick Perkins on SNL?
I did.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. By the great, why am I blanking on his
Tracy
name?
Tracy Morgan.
No. Hold on. I'll get it for you in a second. Here's the fake Kendrick Perkins on SNL.
I like that jacket, man.
Michael Che's great, by the way.
I'm addressing you to go apologize to the vice principal.
All right, Kirk, let's talk some NBA. So the craziest news of the season is the Dallas Mavericks took one of the league's best players, Luka Doncic, and traded him to the Lakers. Why did they do that?
Oh, now, there's a lot of questions about this here trade, but folks on the inside know Luka Dookie is hurt, okay? Now, I'm hearing rumors that he got a small tear in his interior crustaceous uterus. I ain't no doctor, but by my estimations, I believe he gonna be dead by April.
Why would you say that?
Look, I just be saying things, Michael. You know, Stephen A. Smith, he just got $100 million to go on ESPN every day and talk nothing but nonsense, and I want a piece of that too. All I gotta say is things like, oh, Larry Bird was created by scientists in the back of a Cracker Barrel.
I don't think that's right, man.
Hey, maybe not. But you gotta admit, man, I know the game. I be watching like 4-5 hours of tape every night before I take my beard off and go to sleep.
It goes on for another couple minutes. I highly recommend watching it. Kenan Thompson, I don't know why I spaced on his
Kenan
name.
Kenan Thompson, yeah.
Goddamn funny as shit. Now, is that a compliment?
Funny.
Is that a compliment for Perkins, or is that an insult? Basically saying this guy talks a bunch of nonsense.
Oh, if you're done on Saturday Night Live by
that's,
anybody,
that's a compliment, that's a, right? Compliment. Pop culture. If you're in the pop culture mainstream,
yeah. Right. I'll say this too. I do watch him, and he's on PTI quite a bit, and I watch that almost every night.
Who's on PTI?
Perkins, they like him.
Oh, okay.
Tony and Mike, yeah. So he does watch games. Barkley, even when he's in the studio, the games are on. He's not watching the game. You know, dude with the headband. And when he does the NCAA tournament, he has no idea who these players are.
Why does that work? Why is it that a guy who's supposed to be watching and supposed to have solid opinions about the sport? Why is it the less he watches, the more popular he gets, the more money people throw at him?
Because he's got that it thing on TV, and the chemistry that they have on the set is unmatched, and it just works. And there isn't anybody who's a producer or an executive who say, you know, Charles, are you really ought to spend some more time watching film? I don't think that's going to happen.
How about not just watching film? How about just like caring about what's going on? Like,
I don't know. So it seems like the less he cares, the better it works for them.
And I guess the public eats it up, or some people in the public, I don't know. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Hey everybody, Zabe here. It seems like every day there's more attention on crypto as headlines talk about digital assets reaching new milestones. Well, with only 21 million Bitcoin to ever exist, it's designed to be scarce. And that scarcity can mean real staying power. My friends at CoinFlip Preferred believe that stepping into the crypto world should be simple, secure, and on your terms. That's why they pair you with a dedicated crypto expert who guides you through every step, from your very first transaction to the more advanced solutions. Plus, CoinFlip is a registered money services business and does not custody funds, so you stay in control and protected. With nearly a decade of collective experience, CoinFlip Preferred's client managers know this space inside and out. Ready to explore the world of digital assets with confidence? Visit coinflip.tech/Zabe. Or use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo for 50% off transaction fees. Valid one per customer until May 30th, 2025. Hey everybody, El Baldo here. Look, I know what you're thinking. Pretty ironic having me talk about hair loss prevention, right? Well, my hairline is long gone. Maybe there's still hope for yours. In fact, I think there is. Let me tell you, if I'd known about Hims back in the day, who knows? I could have been a player, Jerry. Maybe I wouldn't be rocking the chrome dome now. But here's the deal. Hair loss isn't fun to talk about, but Hims makes dealing with it incredibly easy. No awkward doctor visits, no uncomfortable conversations. Just answer a few questions and their medical providers will determine if the treatment is right for you. They've got everything from chewable tablets to sprays and serums using clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can help regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. And get this, they'll ship it right to your door for free if prescribed, all for one low price, no insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Zabe. That's hims.com/Zabe, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo for your personalized hair loss treatment options. That's hims.com/Zabe. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Then there was the LeBron confrontation with Stephen A. Smith, purportedly to keep my son's name out your mouth because he didn't like the fact that Bronny, Mr. End of the Bench guy, who probably shouldn't be in the league, by the way, is a grown-ass man himself now, 23 years old, I think it is. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a public figure. You're going to get some heat sometimes. And so LeBron made sure to confront him with very stern shoulders and look down on Stephen A. Smith courtside, a public reprimanding. And Stephen A. Smith responded thusly. I want to play a quick snippet of the audio and then get your take.
That was LeBron James coming up to me, unexpectedly, I might add, to confront me about making sure that I mind what I say about his son. Can't repeat the words because they ain't suited for FCC airwaves. That's what he was doing. And I thought long and hard about this over the last few hours because I had no intentions, Molly, of talking about this at all.
Of course not.
And the reason why is because it was a one-on-one, I wouldn't say a conversation, but it was a one-on-one confrontation. But then I wake up and everybody from ESPN and my agent and everybody else were sending me that this thing had gone viral. And so ultimately it was unavoidable, and that is why I have to discuss it now.
All right, that's enough there. He sounds like a dog that's been hit with a rolled-up newspaper. Where is the fire and brimstone, Stephen A. Smith? Why doesn't he, with a new $100 million deal, go on a rant about LeBron needs to worry less about what I and others say and more about the fact that his kid is probably not deserving of being in the NBA? Rip him, Stephen A. Rip him!
Very simple. Very simple. First of all, the kid's not 23. He only played a year at USC, so maybe he's 20. Number two, Stephen A. is in a big pickle here, because if he breaks off with LeBron, he's out of the loop. LeBron controls the whole NBA.
He's about to retire, LeBron. He's 40.
He may play another 4 or 5 years.
He
might.
This would be unprecedented. It will make me start screaming more and more about test him for steroids. Nobody plays to this length, these minutes, at this production without help from someone.
Okay, well, whatever. He spends $2 million a year on his body.
I don't give a shit. Your body doesn't give a shit either. Age doesn't give a shit about what you spend on hyperbaric chambers. Okay, go ahead about Stephen A. Smith.
But we saw Tom Brady play pretty effectively till he was 45.
But all he had to do was drop back and throw dimes. Okay, he didn't have to run up and down the court for 35 minutes a night against 22-year-olds. And block, and bump, and grab, and jump, and everything else.
Okay, would you agree that he's playing pretty well?
Yes, he's playing so well, it is increasingly suspicious that there is no downturn. And this is true about anyone in sports who has ever taken PEDs, whenever there isn't a downturn where we normally see it, that's when the radar starts pinging. To me.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, we just had Pac-Man Jones say he never used his own urine for a test. So maybe there's something to what you say.
All right. Bronny James is 20. You're right. He's still a grown-ass man. He can't rent a car yet or buy alcohol legally, but still, he's not a child.
And he's in the NBA because his dad made it happen. He has no business in the NBA.
Right.
He's clearly the worst player in the league and maybe one of the worst players who ever stepped foot in the league ever. So, okay, we know that. But Stephen A. cannot completely cut off LeBron. LeBron means, you know, his ability to mix in certain circles. LeBron is still keeping himself involved in various things. He just played in the Olympics. Who knows? He may play in another one when he's 44. Who knows? So Stephen A. can't completely just cut this guy off. So that's why he's conflicted.
Wow. So do you think he actually was he sort of put in check a little bit by LeBron here?
But it was a very small move by LeBron. Are you kidding me? During a game, you're going to decide to confront a reporter who's sitting courtside, who's actually doing his job. So that's Stephen A.'s job, is to say LeBron doesn't belong in the league. He is doing his job.
His job. He's sitting there in the best seats in the house, just chilling, watching the game. He's not taking notes. He's not filing a game story.
He's there to be noticed.
He's not doing a post-game rap on television. Fucking working. Get out of here.
He's a commentator on the NBA.
I know.
He goes to games. I'll give him credit for that.
He was sitting there like a celebrity. You know who was right next to him, which is unfortunate they didn't make an episode out of it? Larry David.
Oh, was he?
Yes. Larry David was sitting next to him because pretty much they're basically both celebrities, and it would have made for a great Curb Your Enthusiasm episode.
It would, but Larry's not doing that anymore.
I know. Imagine if LeBron starts confronting Stephen A. over Bronny. And then he turns to Larry and starts digging into him. And then as they're going home, Larry's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Why was he yelling at me? He's mad at you. I don't talk about Bronny James. You do. I'm just trying to fucking enjoy the game.
Yeah.
Right. Been a good episode.
You got a script.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the net of all this? Is it just going to dissipate basically?
Yeah. It'll go away. But it served both of them actually. I mean, that kind of Stephen A.
It allowed LeBron to flex his muscle as the face of the league.
Which he likes to do. He likes to bully. He does that on Twitter, too.
How did it serve Stephen A. Smith other than make him look like a bitch?
No, it makes him look like a victim. Oh, my God. Oh. LeBron is picking on me. See, that also it elevates him. Wow, LeBron took time out of the game to confront Stephen A. You know, there's that part of it, too.
As Stephen A toned it down to the very measured, slow pace.
Like a State of the Union address. Yeah, right. I mean, you know, it's like...
I would have taken his call. We share agents. I have his number. He has mine.
Exactly.
But he chose this here. I'll leave the contents of the discussion private. So a measured sort of, oh, look at the big bully LeBron James. But I'm going to go back to saying what I say later. But for now, I'm going to sit here and be respectful.
Yeah, he's not going to do that with Dave McMenamin, right? He's going to do that with Stephen A.
Dave McMenamin. Yeah. All right. NFL free agency. The tampering period begins at noon on Monday, and a number of players have already come off the board. The latest on Sunday being Myles Garrett getting a new record, $123 million guaranteed, a $40 million a year player. This is the most money ever guaranteed to a non-quarterback.
He and his agent played this perfectly, right? I mean,
well, last we heard, he was like, I want to talk to the owner. And Haslam said, I don't do meetings with players. Talk to the GM.
Yeah. And they gave him this outlandish contract. We also had these reporters saying, oh, he's a different kind of cat. It's not about the money for him. Well, ultimately, it was about the money, and I don't blame him. And I've also heard players say, you can't eat rings. You know?
No.
So
can't even snack on them.
Yeah, after your career is over, you might have these nice shiny ring or multiple shiny rings, and those are all great. But you can also look at your statement in your investment account and see lots and lots of zeros, and that might actually feel a little bit better.
Yeah, you combine that with Max Crosby. Max Crosby got a shit ton of money as well, and he's not nearly as good as Myles Garrett. He's good. He's not that good. And so the market was clearly exploding for defensive ends. The Bengals saw that, and they said, hey, Trey Hendrickson, with your 17 sacks, if you'd like to seek a trade, you can go ahead and do that, because they're so cheap, they don't want to pay him. They still have to pay Ja'Marr Chase. They franchise tag T. Higgins. They keep kicking the can down the road on this. You know, the Bengals and the Cowboys are case studies in stop waiting to pay players you know you want to pay eventually. They're just going to get more expensive. Micah Parsons continues to get more fucking expensive. Every minute that goes by, they don't pay him.
Of course. That's Jerry. You know, Jerry thinks that he's smarter than everybody, and he's not.
Just like he did with Dak. He waited and kicked the can down the road and waited and then overpaid. And now they're like, damn, he costs a lot of money and he's not that good.
Yeah, like Jimmy said 30 years ago, 500 other guys can coach my team. He actually found a guy who did and won a Super Bowl for him.
So Geno Smith got traded to Pete Carroll and the Raiders, so they've got a quarterback of sorts. We'll see about that. There's a huge void left in Seattle. They're talking about maybe targeting Sam Darnold to come in there. We'll see about that. We had the Debo trade to the Commanders. We talked about that before. DK Metcalf wants out of Seattle. And the Seahawks were high as a kite asking for a first and a third for a guy who's going to be an expiring contract and wants $30 million. DK Alphas also told Let It Be Known through his agents and whatnot, he didn't want to go where it was cold. So that put a buzzkill on the Green Bay Packer fans that wanted to see DK Metcalf. I wouldn't want to pay a guy who wants $30 million and I want it to be warm. That doesn't paint a picture of a guy who's dedicated to his craft.
Right, and all the games aren't played in Green Bay.
Right, what about a road game? What about a playoff game, for God's sakes?
Yeah, how about a team that's got a quarterback that's really good and looks like it might be a contender for a while? Wouldn't you rather go there?
I would agree. To channel my inner George Allen, Andy, be where it's warm. You got all offseason to be warm. You got a lifetime of being warm. This is the NFL. Suck it up.
Yeah, of course. Of course, he did coach in Los Angeles, but yes, that's true.
Yeah. Brock Purdy needs money. The Niners have offered him $45 million a year, which is slightly under what the top quarterbacks are going for. Some are saying you should sign it. He's probably not that good. Others are saying, hey, that's disrespectful because your turn is now to get that kind of top-tier money. We'll see. Kirk has asked for a trade, so he wants out of Atlanta, even though he's got a no-trade clause. So that could get spicy this week.
They're going to release him. Come on. That's what's going to happen.
I don't know about that. There's a lot of money. Oh, that's a huge dead cap if they release him. We'll see about that. Then you've got, obviously, other than Sam Darnold, who is a the best of the quarterbacks available, but he comes with a real concern that the real Sam Darnold showed up the last two games of the year, who shit the bed. You got Aaron Rodgers, who in theory wants to play, but hasn't said firmly he will. This is going to be a big week for that. Maybe a package deal with wide receiver Devontae Adams. Then you've got the Russell Wilson, Justin Fields fallout from Pittsburgh, where last year they go, hey, let's get both these guys. That'll work, right? Kind of worked, but not really. And now both are free agents. Other names at quarterback include Daniel Jones, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Jameis Winston, Mac Jones, Jimmy Garoppolo, Joe Flacco if he's still playing. Woof. Not a lot of good options out there.
Remainder shelf at the bookstore. Yeah, they want sold for full price. You can get them for $5.99 right now.
Well, look, this is what the salary cap jumping to $279.2 million a year per team will do for you. That is a new record high. It's up $24 million from last year alone. The cap is up $100 million per team since 2018. And all this is the result, as you and I know, of more international games, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Peacock, more playoff games, the official betting partners, you know, like DraftKings and FanDuel and everything else. I mean, the NFL is rolling right now.
The big year is 2029. That's when they can open up the contract, and they are going to double the media rights. They sold themselves short. We heard, oh my God, $11 billion a year. And the NBA said, oh, well, we got seven. You got seven? Well.
All right. Did you take any umbrage of Darren Pang calling Ovi a, quote, one-trick pony, unquote?
You know, I got to look at him and just marvel. I'm not a big hockey guy.
Him being Ovi or him being Pang?
Okay. Who cares about Pang?
Well, it was his opinion. I think Darren Pang didn't mean it the wrong way, per se, but it came off badly.
Okay, well, I mean, look, Gretzky had a gazillion assists. He's the greatest player ever.
But in fact, if you took away every one of Gretzky's goals, he's still the NHL's leading scorer because he gave a point for an assist, a point for a goal.
He's the best ever. But Ovechkin, at 39, he missed 6 weeks with a broken leg.
That's it.
And he's one of the top scorers in the league.
Right. Russian machine never break. I agree that stylistically he is not nearly as fascinating to watch as, say, a Gretzky or even a Sidney Crosby. But his one trick, Andy, is a good trick. It's called putting the biscuit in the basket.
And
lighting the lamp. Do you like goals? Yes, I do. They help us win hockey games. Well, then you're going to love this guy, number eight.
He's playing on one of the best teams in the league, and he's one of the best players. I thought they were going to have to drag him across the finish line. Oh, my God.
Right.
And now he's an asset, not a liability in any way.
If he's sitting on the record and they got a home game downtown and you have some money in your pocket from your cleanly scrubbed toilets, how much would you pay to go see a potential Ovechkin record-breaking goal? 100? 200? 500.
Well, who am I going with? Because I don't want to sit there alone.
You, me, and Lavero. Oh, the Joy Boys.
Yeah. You make it happen. I'll write the check.
Ooh. Okay.
Not for all of us.
Okay. How about what was a check for $3,000 per ticket?
No, I'm not paying $3,000 to go to a hockey game.
I will be fascinated to see what, if it comes to that, if he doesn't catch the record on the road, if it's a buildup of he's tied and he's going to break the record with the next goal, what does that get-in price go for? I know one account that'll have it, and that is Darren Revelle, Mr. Get-In Price.
It could be pots to get around with. I'm pretty sure he's going to break the record at home. If he's on the road, they'll use his minutes in a way that
really.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because they're not fighting for a playoff spot.
I know.
They're in. Yeah.
All right. Andy, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Enjoy your nice, clean toilets. I'm going to come over a site inspection and maybe buy some of these scrubbers myself. Once again, the name of the scrubber is?
Pummy Stick. P-U-M-M-I-E. I highly recommend it. I am getting no residuals from this. So this is out of the goodness of my heart. If you want a clean toilet, you should buy this product.
All right, Andy. We'll talk next week. Thank you.
Isaac, take care. See you, bud. Yeah.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.